Leonard Jordan, Associate Chief for Conservation with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS.
Out today for the National Farm Broadcasting Association Convention. Leonard, what are some of the updates that you're bringing from USDA?
Oh, we have exciting news. Beginning next week, November the 14th, we will be rolling out our modified conservation stewardship program. It's the largest working lands conservation program in the world. We on the north side of 70 million acres, so it's a program been in place for a few years, but this year in particular, we have a modified version that we have heard from producers, participants around the country, as well as our own employees that ask for a more transparent, greater flexibility, a simpler program to explain, and we have responded to those requests, and we modified it that hopefully address those things. So we're excited about it. I think that it's a program that has something for most of anyone, farmers and ranchers around the country. It presently impacts thousands of farmers and ranchers, and we want people to take a close look. So November 14th, they can go in their local offices and inquire and see if it's the program for them, and they have from November 14th to February 3rd to indicate their interest.
And as far as what that program allows, can you share more about some of the details?
Yes, it's a program that provides an opportunity for conservationists, for farmers and ranchers that are good stewards, to enhance those efforts, to build on the conservation ethics, the conservation effort they already have on their farms and their ranches. And, you know, of course, there's a financial incentive that comes along with their desire to put new practices, to put enhancements in place, again, to build on what they already do. So it's a great opportunity. I think that it's one of the many ways that we can work with private landowners to do the things they want to do. They need a little extra boost to do that. And it ultimately helped to bring about greater resiliency on their farms, on their ranches, but throughout the whole country.
What would be some examples of practices to enhance?
Okay, for instance, if a person has been putting in, say, conservation tillage and cover crops, they may be able to go in there and say, look, we want to look at soil health a little bit more than we have in the past. We want to add a diversity of cover crops. So they may put in a pollinator mix, or they may put in a cocktail mix of cover crop that's different from what they've already done, that adds greater value to the soil health theme that they want to pursue. And that's an enhancement that they can sign up for. And again, there is some incentive that's associated with that interest.
Are there specific regions that are being targeted, or where are the dollars available?
No, it's a nationwide program. It has been and it continues to be. But the good thing here, we think that with the flexibility that's been built in, with the better, people can better talk about the program. You know, a person can go into the office and even walk away with some understanding as to what kind of payments they would get. But it's applicable all over the country, so it's not geographically sensitive. It's all over the country. And the good thing about it is small or large operations.
And Leonard, any last comments to wrap us up with?
Yeah, I would encourage people to take a look. If they're not familiar with it, at least go into the local office and sit down and visit with the staff people there to get to see the program up close. We think with the modification of it, that opportunity is there. Talk through it and see if it's not something there for them. I would like to think that it's something there for everyone.